My real name is Mary Alice, but Marcy is a nickname that has stuck over the years. And I was born in Hackensack, New Jersey. Then I lived in Spring Valley until I was married.
So what were your parents' names?
Oh, my mother was Ellen Catherine McIntaggart. She married Lawrence Beckerly and moved to the outskirts of civilization, that she thought, because she was from Manhattan, came to Spring Valley because my father worked at that point for Comfort Coal Lumber and was the manager of a new lumber yard opened in Spring Valley. So they tell me. Well, that was way back when.
Did they ever tell you how they met?
They met at a church fair in Pearl River, because she would come during the summers to Hillsdale, New Jersey, to a summer home, and then they would go by horse and buggy from Hillsdale to Pearl River and were active, I guess, in the church. And at a church fair, she met my father. But he was primed because she commuted there from Hillsdale when they closed up their Manhattan apartment or townhouse and moved all year long to Hillsdale. She had a commute into New York because she was a New York City teacher. And my Uncle Joe Beckerly was commuting from Pearl River to Hackensack, also working for Comfort Coal. And he would see this gal on the train, thought, that'd be a nice gal for my brother. So when she appeared at the church fair, Uncle Joe knew her and introduced her to my father. But my father was a type. He didn't need to have an introduction. He would go over, I'm Larry Beckerly, how are you, you know, to anybody he could see. But that's how they met.
What else do you remember about your father? You mentioned that he was
a glad hand, yeah. My father was very lively. People thought he bent his elbow a lot, but he never did. He was just that way all the time. Just always happy. Lively, loved red. Anytime I put anything red on, I would think of my father. My mother, you bought a new dress? Yes. What color is it? It's red. Oh, show your father. He will approve of that. And was a self-made man. I don't know if you want me to go into that routine, you know, about how he lost his job and whatever.
Sure.
Yes?
Tell me about it. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, as far as I knew, he was, you know, a successful vice president of the company, managed the office, had worked there from the time he got out of high school, like an office boy, and worked his way up to vice president. And then the president's, I could go on with this one for another hour.
Now, where was it that he was working?
He was working in Hackensack. In the main office. And then they opened a branch in Spring Valley, and he was made the manager. And so that's why they moved to Spring Valley.
Oh, this is the coal company.
Right, Comfort Coal, right. And so he worked, and then all of a sudden, it didn't happen suddenly, but the president's son came back from being a playboy, and the father wanted him to go into the business. He would go into the business where the father wanted him. He had been educated in Europe, but only if he'd get rid of Larry Beckerly. So blood is thicker than water. Larry Beckerly lost his job and his stock and his company car and everything. You know, now I was pretty young at the time, but it still is giving me shivers because I can remember my mother trying to explain to it that things are going to be different. So he didn't have a job. He conducted business from our kitchen with the phone because he had a lot of customers that loved him because he was a personality, you know what I mean? And they stayed with him, but it was the best thing that happened because if he hadn't lost his job, wouldn't have started Beckerly Lumber, and they have now 4 yards. So none of that would have happened if he hadn't had the loss of the job.